الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم، فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله. وقال تبارك وتعالى: وعاشروهن بالمعروف. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. There will be a nikah taking place today of one of our brothers. So for like the students to pick up on this, that when inshallah they will also graduate, they will be imams in their places, various places, and they will be doing various dini khidmat to try and encourage people to have nikah on a Friday Juma. That is the best. That is the way of the Muslims. The barakat is on a Juma. And then on Juma, it can be after Juma Salah, it can be after Asr, any time after or Thursday night, which is Juma's night, after Maghrib, after Isha, but during the Juma period. However, the best time, I feel, which I learned from one of our friends, is to have it just before the khutbah, and towards the end of the bayan, about 10 minutes before the khutbah starts, to have the nikah. And the reason for that is, that is the time the most of the people are present. And they all can be witness to the nikah also, and they can give their du'as also. If we have it after Juma, which is also a common practice, but most of the people, as soon as they make salam, many people get up and go away. So they are not present. So at that time, most of the people are present. And then the subject matter, there are many bayans with regard to nikah, but especially for the students to pick up on that. And more than that, for us to make amal on the instructions which Allah Ta'ala has given with regard to nikah. So in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, or rather, the first other ayat, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ, Allah Ta'ala says that men are responsible, they have the upper hand over women. And that is not that they are bosses of the woman. They are not like a boss, and they are not there to rule them with the iron fist, but they are there to care for them. They are there to be responsible for them, to look after them. That is the duty of the husband. So, الرجال قوامون على النساء, and that is which Allah has put them in that places. And for the woman, they must have these qualities, for salihat, to be righteous and pious. Those are great qualities of a woman. Qanitat, to be humble. A woman should be humble in front of her husband. She shouldn't have a bossy attitude. Qanitat, hafizat lil ghaibi bima hafiz Allah. And he should protect and look after that by the command of Allah, how Allah wants it to be protected. One is their own person, that they don't allow any man to come to the house in the absence of their husband. And they don't have anything to do with any other non-mahram man. They absolutely nothing. They protect themselves. And they look after the wealth and the interest of the husband also. The husband who gives her some money to spend for the house, household expenses, etc., that there mustn't be wastage in there. It should be spent correctly. And also that the woman is responsible, moreover, for the upbringing of the children, because the children are with her. And the mother does it in an Islamic environment society. The mother does this work of bringing up the children. But unfortunately, being so much influenced by Western influence, modernism, we also handing our children to daycare centers, to creche, etc. That is not the way. The only person, even more than the father, who can show the greatest love to the children and who has got the greatest interest of the children at heart is the mother. So she should be bringing those children up. It is a great amanat in her hand. And this, and she, the household, house is also, she is given the empowerment in the house. She, as long as she is a, she's in her father's house, she is the princess of the king of the palace of her father. When she gets married, she is the queen of the palace of her husband. That palace doesn't have to be a huge, well-up place. It can be just a one-room house also. But that is her palace, and she is the queen, and she is supposed to look after that house. We commonly call her a housewife. She is the wife of the house. So she is responsible for looking after the house. And she is the husband's wife. She is responsible to look after the rights of the husband, to take care of him. She is the mother of the children. She, the children are her responsibilities. And for all this, her reward is so great by Allah Ta'ala that she gets the reward of jihad, staying at home and seeing to these duties and fulfilling them properly. She gets the reward of jihad when staying at home. She doesn't go for five times Jamaat Namaz. She won't go for jihad, etc. She stays at home. But she gets all that reward. And the, if we understand it, the reason for that is she is the nation builder. The children, who have, all the children are today, the children of tomorrow, of today, the grown-ups of tomorrow. And they are the leaders of tomorrow. And how they were brought up, like that they will lead the nation in the future. And it is very important, and the prime time of the learning of a child, that is not only learning outward things, like the kalimas or how to read Quran Sharif, but his iman, his akhlaq, his character, to mold him. The prime time is the, when still the time of two, from the time of birth already. And in fact, the influences on the child is not only from birth, from the time he comes in this world, before that. Some time ago, we had a program in Durban, and at the night, there was a program, and mostly it was for ulama. The masjid was full, and all ulama, huffaz, were present. And a young 8-year-old boy read qiraat before the program, sitting on the minbar, and he read very confidently, and he read very correctly and in a very beautiful way also. I was very, very impressed. I asked his father, how did you achieve this, an 8-year-old boy, and he's reading like this with all this confidence and reading so beautifully and correctly. He paused for a while, thought, then he told me that when his mother was expecting him every day, before he was born, when she was still expecting, she should read 15 suparas of Quran Sharif daily. So the influence of that is on the child. So the habits of the mother and the father also, even as soon as they have conceived the child, it is falling on the child already. If the mother is an alcoholic, if she is a drug addict, that definitely is going to fall the effect on the child. If unfortunately she's even worse and she's got AIDS or HIV, that also for the child is affected by that. Even the father, the environment that a person is in. Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says, a person visited a family, when he sat down, he says, I see zina, adultery taking place here in this house. And what was it? It wasn't that those people, they were righteous, pious people. But you say, from the walls, I can make out that zina is taking place. That is the TV, and on which all the various stages and various forms of zina take place openly on the TV. That effect falls on the walls of the house also. So what we do in our house, the TV which is there, etc., and the child is still in the womb of the mother, but it's having an effect on the child. And when the child is born, then even much more, it has a, everything there has an effect on the child. Haji Farooq Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, who was the one of the senior khalifas of Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, mentioned to us here in Azadpur when he was visiting us, he said that if mother and father are having relations which are 100% permissible at home and on their bed, and in the same room is their own legitimate child also sleeping separately in a cot or something on a mattress, whatever it might be, but their legal relationship will also have a negative influence on their child. So you can imagine how much, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, every religion has got a distinguishing factor. And the distinguishing factor of my religion of Islam is sharam haya, modesty. So, and today, and modesty was the prime jewel, the main crown of a woman. But it has been lost today because of the influence of the West, and we living like them. Our women are out in shops, in offices, at universities, at all the outside places. Whereas the right place for a woman is the house, and they're seen to all the duties of the house. So that is how a woman should be. On the other hand, for the man, Allah Ta'ala ordered them, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and live with them, Mu'ashara, your daily, day-to-day relationship, how you live with your wives. Allah defined it with the quality of ma'roof. Ma'roof, ulama, mufassirin have written, there are two aspects of it. One is ma'roof, what is known, what is accepted, opposite of munkar, ma'roof. So in society, how women are normally treated, like they treat your wife. Don't treat her in a very making life difficult for her. What is completely alien to society, and you force her with those things. Of course, the commands of Allah Ta'ala, the deeni life that has to be maintained. If a society has gone so corrupt that they're living far away from deen, doesn't mean now that we have to let her also live how the all other people are living. But normally in a sober, in a noble, in a healthy society, what standards there are, keep her according to those norms and ways. The other is ma'roof, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. To keep her according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And Allama Alusi in Ruh al-Ma'ani rahmatullahi alayhi has given a beautiful tafsir of this. He says that وَفِيهِ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَى الْإِحْسَانِ بِالنِّسَاءِ, that you should have ihsan. There are three stages of relationships between two people. One is, you are good to me, I'm good to you. You don't do bad to me, I don't do bad to you. And one is, you do good to me, you do bad to me, good to me, and I do bad to you. So ihsan is the highest stage, that you do bad to me, but I will do good to you. Not only, which is common in a husband-wife relationship, may-may-two-two, that what you tell something, you criticize me, you tell, take out faults, the wife takes out faults of the husband, wife or husband will take out faults of the wife. She takes out faults of her in-laws, your the husband's parents, family, and he takes out faults for in her family people. So it shouldn't be. Well, if she tells you bad, then you don't return it with bad. Hal jazao say hasanat, hal jazao sayyatun illa hasana. If somebody does good bad to you, you do good to them. That is at ihsan. Fihi ta'limul ihsan ila nisa wa rifq bihinna, and have the softness, rifq, to treat them with mildness, with kindness. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling, and the woman folk were with in the carriage at the back. Then the driver of the caravan was making the horse gallop, would make them run fast. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him to take it steady, because with him at the back, there are those, he's carrying those who are like Chinese ware, that is a fine utensils with very fine glasses. That is how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam treated the wives, that they are to be treated very carefully, handled very carefully. Don't handle them roughly. وفي تعليم الإحسان إلى النساء والرفق بهن والصبر على أعواجهن. And make صبر on all the crookedness. A woman by nature will be crooked. It is mentioned in the hadith that a woman is created from the left, the uppermost left rib of the man. And that rib, one doctor friend just explained to me a day or two ago, that it, that rib is the right top one, is very fragile also. And also it is the most crooked rib also. And it is covered by the cervical bone, that is the collarbone, which we have. And that's a very, very strong bone. It protects that rib. And if a person, Allah protect us all, comes in an accident, etc., and if the collarbone is to be cracked, then they know that a lot of damage was caused. Because that is a bone which is very strong. It can endure a lot of weight of on it. Whatever attack, whatever problem comes on it, it can endure. And it's protecting that that topmost rib. And that is the most delicate rib and the most crooked. So our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, said, when you gave the raw material which was crooked, so don't expect a product that is straight. You would supply the raw material which was crooked, so you will get a product which is crooked. And also, if a woman is straight, there's something wrong with her. If she's crooked, that's her nature. She is like that. And accept her like that. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, if you go to straighten it, like the rib, if you want to straighten it, you won't be able to straighten it, you'll break it. It will break, it won't become straight. So the same way, accept your wife and benefit for her. In the same ayat further on, Allah Ta'ala says that you find lot of faults with your woman, but there is lot of good in them also. So don't focus on their faults. Focus on their good and you will make shukr for the wife you have got. And if you focus on the bad what she has, and everyone, we also, we are no angels or anything. We are far from that. We also got our faults. And in any relationship, if you focus on the faults of the other person, then one, it is proof that your eyes are filthy. That is, your eyes are faulty. That's why you are looking for faults. If your eyes are straight and pure, you look for righteous things. A pig, if it goes into a beautiful garden, the beautiful flowers, the lawn, the greenery, the water features, none of those things attract that pig. But if it will find some dirt and filth buried under, somebody covered up the dirt, it will dig it out, and not only that, it will spread it everywhere. Whereas a bee, on the other hand, when they look for their pollen and nectar, and even if it has to go into a sewage place, it will look for the good in there. It won't see the sewage and all that. It will look for all the good it will look for. So that is how we should be. It shouldn't be we are just looking for faults of people. Whether it is the family relationship or any other relationship, many of us, we only remember the faults of other people. And their good deeds and their good qualities we don't see. And that is really how the beholder, the person who looks, if our eyes are faulty, we look for faults. And if our eyes are correct, we look for the correct things in other people. So anyway, the wife should be treated in this way. And you will see, it's against logic. But you will see that not long, and you will benefit so much from your wife. Your relationship will improve. If you want to try and just find fault and iron out all those faults and make her straight, you'll suffer the consequences. And if, unfortunately, if we have 3-4 children, whatever more, 5-6, and it ends in a divorce, those poor children go through hell on earth. And they have become orphans with both their parents living, and they become orphans. And they are used as pawns by the father and the mother to score points against one another. And they want to take advantage. And those poor children, they become, Allah's special fadl is not, they become the scum of society of tomorrow. nobody to look after them. They are the ones who become alcoholics, who become delinquents, who go out of line completely. Whereas if they have the protection of the father and the love of the mother, they become the jewels of tomorrow. And they become those leaders for community and those examples that everyone can follow. So nikah is a beautiful institution of Islam, but unfortunately we do it just as a thing of society, customary. And worse than that, we are following Western norms and Western culture in our nikahs also. We should realize it's an ibadat. And we should do it as an ibadat and by this, according to the teaching of Quran and Hadith, and then see what great benefits we get out of it. May Allah give us all tawfiq.